Coming to you from Keiko Studios, it's The Balcony Show with Ann Thatcher, Bo Summer, Mike Roy, Donna DeLucci, and me, the Mad Cat. We have searched the globe for the best in indie music so you don't have to. So here we go, The Balcony Show.
In faraway places, sent with love and good vibes. Just keep an eye out for just what's
ready?
Coming.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Balcony Show. Thanks for tuning
in. Wow.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, boy.
Super stoked. We have an Armenian band. We're going to be talking to somebody in Armenian. The name of the band is Paraline. They, the two brothers, I think, will be on the phone later. So
cool.
We're excited to speak with them. If you haven't heard their music, they're kind of like metal, but they're... How would you describe
alt rock meets metal?
It would be little very even melodic, tension building, a theater metal.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it. And for the first time ever on the Balcony Show, we have the Balcony Punch Bowl.
Oh, a new show.
Yes.
Oh, a new segment.
A new segment.
I've been warming up all week for this one.
Yeah.
I hope you're ready, it's a new level
of torture, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know. Now Anne, in her maniacal ways, has gotten now Mike and myself attacking one another. You know,
she has a gift.
She's twisted. That's not a gift. Twisted is not a gift.
So without any further ado, hit it, Mad Cat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Balcony Show Punch Bowl, where we exchange our pugilistic verbal insults back and forth. In the red corner, Mad Cat, the master of malice and mayhem, taking on Mike Roy, the wonder boy. So stick around for this five-round knock-em-dragon-out insult fest.
Roses are red, violets are blue. God made me handsome. What happened to you?
That's your opening.
That's right. The opener.
You know, our parents told us we could be anything, and you chose disappointment.
That cuts, brother. That cuts.
It needs to.
I feel like I'm bleeding above the eye. So, a thought crossed your mind? Must have been a lonely journey.
Oh, man. You know, you are the human equivalent of a participation trophy.
The last time I saw something like you, I flushed it.
Well, you know, I think you're like Monday mornings, all right? Nobody likes you.
Yeah, well, someday you'll go far, and I hope you stay there.
Oh, come on. Your birth control of choice appears to be your personality.
Really? Well, your birth certificate is an apology letter from the condom factory.
You know, I'm just going to throw one more at you. The only way you'll ever get laid is if you crawl up a chicken's ass and wait.
Tally it up. Ladies and gentlemen, with a split decision for the evening, our winner and new reigning champion, Mike Roy, the Wonder Boy.
Yeah, eat it.
I'm cut. I need stitches.
This concludes tonight's episode of the Balcony Show Punch Bowl. Join us next time for our next challenge.
That's right. Stay tuned for more The Balcony Show Punch Bowl and future episodes. Can't wait to see where this one goes, folks. Love abusing the Mad Cat. Anyways, we're going to get things started with a song from the band Cold Words, and the name of the song is Whirlwind. Take a listen.
Broke down for the first time in a long time since I left my pay for a better life. I still try just to get by, but my frail mind's only seconds away from a landslide. I wanna stay locked up in my safe room, but the storm always finds a way to get through. No, 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 I don't know where else to run to. Here we go again. I'm caught up in another whirlwind. I think the roof is gonna fall. I should be running for a safe space. But I can't help but be it all. I fear that this is my creation, embodied by my loss of control. I do what I can to contain it before it can ravage everything I know. I'm caught up in another whirlwind. Yeah, I'm caught up in another.
another whirlwind. I think the roof is gonna fall. I should be running for a safe space, but I can't help but be at all. I fear that this is my creation, embodied by my loss of control. I'll do what I can to contain it before it can ravage everything I know. Round, round, round it goes. Round, round, round it goes. Round, round, round it goes.
Folks, welcome back to the Balcony Show. And right now we have the first song from tonight's interview with Paraline. The song is called Hyper Dynamic. And when you come back, we're going to have Leo and Kirill on the line all the way from Armenia. So give it a listen. See you when you get back. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Balcony Show. We are very excited because we have an Armenian metal rock band coming at you, Paraline. On the phone, we have Leo Anderson, Leo Light Anderson. And how do you say your name? Is it Kirill?
Yeah, that's right.
Kirill Langley. Hi, guys.
Hello.
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 So, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We have to tell our listeners a little bit here. We had one heck of a time, you know, getting these guys on. But we managed to do it because that's who we are right here on the show. And our listeners heard one of your cuts off of Sound Weapon, which is your new album, which is why you're here today. They heard Hyper Dynamic. Super cool song, guys.
Thank you.
How did Paraline started in 2014 and with the two brothers, right?
Yeah, right.
And so why did you come up with the name Paraline?
We just sit around the table and I said, no one will get up until we find the beautiful name. So we ended up at the end of the night, at the morning, we ended up with Paraline because it may have many, many other significance. So we have to find it in the future. And today, after 10 years, I can say, yes, we find this significance. This is the reasons why we have this name. It's now, it's in this idea of two brothers and, diversity to each other.
Yeah, we have different personalities, but when we are working together, we are making, I think, something new that we weren't able to make if we were separate.
And you started this band at a really, I mean, you came through some really tough things. You're obviously COVID and everything that went on there, and then the stuff with Ukraine and everything. How do you think that influenced your music, guys?
I think you can hear it in the music. Of course, it was really tough, and that's why we have to spend 10 years to reach you guys.
Wow. But you made it.
Thank you.
And why the name Sound Weapon?
Because of this Ukraine stuff, all this set, situations, if I may say. So we have to cross a lot of borders between Georgia, Armenia, Russia. And so in every border, the police were interested in one box. We take this box, to put some wires in there. Somehow it was a military box from some,
post-Soviet time.
Yeah, some from rocket equipment. We don't really know. It's just you can see it and as a cover art of our album. And we have a lot of stuff. We have amplifiers. We have guitars.
Oh, sure.
A lot of stuff. But nobody interested in this. They all were interested in this box. They all said, this is a weapon. You're trying to use this weapon in our country. Open it. This is a sound weapon, we said. Because, it's just wires in there. Just wooden crate.
Yeah, they were forcing us to disassemble our pedals, which were in that box. And we're just trying them to prove that this is just
this is
our equipment.
Yes, it's not the weapon.
What a pain.
They even asked,
okay, that's, you win the internet with that story for sure.
Yes.
That's an local awesome story.
FBI showed up.
Oh, my goodness.
I like that.
So the next song our listener is going to hear is Icarus. And this is the one Bo contacted me when she came... This came up in your Instagram account.
Yeah, it came through my personal feed, and just the I never heard of you guys before. It came across my feed, and this song and the guitars. I'm like, oh yeah, I like this.
She
sent
was,
it to Anne. I said, you got to check this out.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, Icarus obviously is one of our favorite cuts. There's just the guitar work is absolutely phenomenal in this song.
Thank you.
I also want to say that I find with your music, guys, you have an incredible talent of building tension in your songs.
We were trying to do that because we love drama and you know,
all the dramatic stuff.
Yeah, dramatic stuff, because that's a huge part of our life. So we are trying to translate our life for our
songs.
And
it's working because
it definitely came across that way.
You can feel that when you're listening to Sound Weapon. I love the name, and now that I know the story, it's even better. But there is that in your music, and I really can't wait to see what you do in the future, because you have this really keen ability to build this suspension and tension in your songs. And I don't find that a lot with metal. You know what I mean? So that's something that's fresh, and I think you're onto something there. I really do.
Thank you very much.
That's very kind of you. Yeah, we'll try our best, because right now we're already working on a new stuff. So these songs will be great too, in our opinion.
I hope.
I want to encourage our listeners to go and take a look at the video for Icarus. I got to ask you, weren't you guys cold? That video made me cold.
Yes. That was really cold.
You guys had to be freezing your kazungas off out there. My God. But it's a really cool video, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, when we were shooting on the first day, that was as cold as hell, and I weren't be able to, you know, stand with my fully clothes more than 5 minutes, and our batteries were dying very, very fast.
It was an extreme condition.
No kidding, the snow literally bouncing off the drummer's drums. I mean, you don't see that all the time. That's not something that somebody does. It's just, it's a really cool video. And the fact that you were able to weather that whole thing and still remain composed, you know, and Icarus.
Yeah, how long did it take to shoot that video out there?
It was 3 days, and we find this place, interesting, beautiful place, but it was actually a lake.
It's a frozen lake. And
it's a nice.
Where, you know, a huge snow to make that space where we...
And during shooting, it started to melt.
We were afraid that we can't
fall, right?
Yeah.
It's because you were using your sound weapon on it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to let our listeners hear this fantastic song. You're going to want to download this album, Sound Weapon by Paraline. You're going to want to get this song. I guarantee it. But without any further ado, we're going to take a listen to Icarus by Paraline, and we'll be right back with the rest of the interview.
folks, welcome back to the Balcony Show. We have Leo and Kirill on the line from the band Paraline. With things the way they are, like in that area, do you guys get to play out at all? I mean, do you guys have like touring and stuff like that going on?
Right now, actually, it's kind of difficult. But we're trying to find our new way to make it. But, during winter, there's not a lot of concerts in this area.
Right.
So we'll try to wait for summer.
Yeah, and sometimes it's really hard to get to the market.
Wow. No doubt. Yeah. I often try to wonder, like, what by comparison, what your winters are like over there and what ours are like over here. I mean, ours is kind of winding down here now.
So I got to see it by myself. I swear I'll see it and I'll tell you what's the difference.
That'd be very cool.
You're working on a new album, right?
New records. I can say that this is an album. We don't have these plans for the future, but I hope that will be in a full-length
album.
Yeah, 10 or 11 or 12 songs.
Well, when you please stay in touch when you do get new music.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
It's an honor, really, really honor. So you can be sure we'll stay in touch.
And the final song that we're going to hear off of your EP is Perfect Blue. And this is a little bit different than the other two songs. There's a little bit of a kind of like a ballad feel to this, but it's not quite. So I really like the feel of this song too. What was Perfect Blue about? I know you're, is it about love or?
It's about, if we talk about the lyrics, of course, if we talk about the lyrics, this song is about, pursuit of your dream. Because as I said before, we spent 10 years just to make it here. So, we know what we're talking about if we say about the pursuit of a dream. And if we talk about this music, so we'll try to find some new ways. Maybe sounds like more Depeche Mode, a little bit more modern, but at same way, more like you just said, ballad stuff. So some more balanced music, not so destructive, because Sound Weapon, really hard album. It's one shot, one kill. It's hyper dynamic. It's 1999. So this all, this really negative stuff. But the Perfect Blue is something else.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
We need some balance. If we're talking about Perfect Blue, that's the perfect example that we don't like to stick. We just don't like an idea to stick to one genre, and we're trying to make, something different, but the same. I don't know
That's why I pulled this, because it does show a little bit of a stretch, and it made me think, when I listened to it, that there might be more coming, and I can see where you're going to be going in different directions. I think it's really cool what you're doing. I really do.
Thank you.
In our opinion, the song should be great. It doesn't matter in which genre it was written.
Right.
But if it's a great song, then people will love it no matter what.
Well, how about this? It's a great EP, and everybody needs to go get Sound Weapon by Paraline. And we're going to follow these guys' journey. This is not probably the first time we'll be talking to you, but I guarantee you that once you get there and you start listening to their music, you're going to love it. So I want to thank you guys for spending some time with us and being patient. And we got all the stuff fixed out so that we were able to bring you Paraline all the way from Armenia. Can you believe it? Mm-hmm. We'll continue to watch your journey. And I want to thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us. It's really an honor for us to have an interview with you guys, and we're really looking forward to stay in touch. And
absolutely,
we will try. We will try to enjoy our music more.
Thank you.
Well, you guys, you know, take care, be safe, be well. You have some friends here in the United States now. We'll be rooting for you. Mm-hmm. So with that, I'm going to say goodnight and listen to everybody. Listen to Perfect Blue by Paraline. Go get their music. Go download it. Follow them on Instagram. Follow them on Facebook and everything. You're going to want to watch these guys' journeys. So with that, I'm going to say goodnight. Perfect Blue by Paraline. Take a listen.
Madcast
Mad Tracks. Oh yeah. On today's Mad Cats Mad Tracks, we have, my God, I love song titles and band names, folks. This song title is called We Are the Dead by Dark Remedy. Love it, love it, love it. Give it a listen. Here we go.
Week's Indie Radar, we're going to talk about this lovely app, WhatsApp. And I got this idea, I'm stealing this idea and I'm sharing it because I think it's genius. So a couple shows ago, we had Kindhearted Thieves on, right? So I was stalking their Instagram and Facebook and all that. And they actually had a link to WhatsApp and they communicate with their fans on WhatsApp. And I think that's brilliant because if you're an indie artist and you're maybe a smaller audience that you're trying to engage with, you know what? I say screw the engagement on these other platforms that still tax you and what you're trying to accomplish using the platforms by creating engagement. But you want to create engagement not for the platform, but for you as a band. So bypass that and create like a group chat. Maybe when you have a gig, maybe share or have a QR code on a poster or something, or have like people that maybe help the band out and start sharing that QR code or link and get fans to engage or join that group. So for example, this band, Kindhearted Thieves, they're on there talking about a new single. They're asking their fans, what's your favorite song? So they're creating this bond and this friendship with their fans. And they don't have to worry about any algorithms and worrying about whether their posts are going to be seen or not, or is it going to get buried and fans aren't going to get reached.
I think it's another great tool.
Absolutely. And it's so simple and yet so genius. So bypass, again, all the noise because there's so much of it out there, and use something like that. And it's just like chit chat. And it's not like every day, all day long, but they might throw out a question and fans are responding, which is really awesome. And then you can also offer exclusive.
And it doesn't matter where you
are in the world. No, it doesn't. Right. It's not going to cost you anything. You don't have to worry about anything. As long as you're connected, you can click on that like group chat. And I don't know, some of these apps now, like you can have over 200 people in a chat. But I just think it's a great, great way to engage and create a relationship with your fans, especially on a smaller scale.
Right.
You know, I think once you get a little bit too big, that might be too much and too chaotic trying to keep up with, you know, these chats. But to start off, great idea. Take advantage of that. There's a ton of chat apps that you can use to do that with your fans. So check it out. It's a good idea.
Another great tip from Beau Summer right here on Indie Raider on the Balcony Show. I'd like to remind you that Balcony Show is proudly produced right here in Lehigh Valley in KeikoStudios.com. So hit them up for all your musical production needs. KeikoStudios.com.
Welcome to another edition of Mike's Music Box. Inside, you're going to hear some stories of the macabre, the paranormal, and the strange. So stay tuned if you dare.
And welcome back here to the balcony for yet another edition of Mike's Music Box. Tonight, we're talking bands that were haunted while recording. Tonight, we're going to talk about this first band here. You may have heard of them, a little band out of Australia. It's called AC/DC, while they were recording the Back in Black album. So there had been some members of AC/DC that had questions of even continuing after Bon Scott passed. While Angus Malcolm wrote most of those songs from the ground up, Bon was actually the main spirit behind the band, and finding anyone to fill his shoes was going to be a huge job for anybody to take on. If you were going to ask what was going through Brian Johnson's mind, though, he said that he had some sort of a spiritual connection with Bon during the sessions that sent him on his way. During the first few weeks in the Bahamas, tracking the songs for Back in Black, Brian was actually convinced that they were going to find someone else, contemplating who he would be singing with once they sacked him. After coming back to his hotel room one night, Brian said that he felt the spirit of Bon in the room with him that night, giving him reassurance about his role in the band and spiritually passing the torch for the next era of AC/DC. It wasn't like Bon wasn't a fan of this of his to begin with either. Before he passed away, Bon had talked about loving Brian's voice when he was in the band Geordie and thought that he would make a good replacement for him if he ever needed to bow out for some reason. Ghost stories can always be a little bit strange in the music world, but Brian can at least find some comfort in Bon just wishing him luck from the other side. And the next band we're going to talk about here that had a little bit of a haunting experience was Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor, while he was recording The Downward Spiral. There's always been a bit of horror that lingered through every aspect of Nine Inch Nails' work, being influenced by more goth styles of acts like Depeche Mode and The Cure. Trent Reznor has always understood the power of tapping in to the most primal and pitch black sides of the human soul and psyche through the songs like Wish and Head Like a Hole. When he needed to take it that one step further, though, he needed a bit of a change of scenery. Slowly crafting The Downward Spiral as one man's descent into madness, Trent moved into a gothic-looking house on Cielo Drive in California to get a more ominous mood, christening the house Le Pig, because of the word being written on the door when he walked in. Setting up shop in the different ambient rooms in the house, Trent slowly began to realize where he was staying during these sessions, because just 30 years before, this was the house where Sharon Tate was brutally murdered by the Charles Manson's family, and the pig sign on the door was written out in Tate's blood on the wall. While the digs did provide a subtle spooky element to the recordings, Trent also understood enough not to overstay his welcome, trying not to profit off the death of another celebrity. The actual lavish house has since been torn down, and all but that eerie energy can still be felt every time you turn on this record. And that's what we have this week here for Mike's Music Box. Thanks for listening. Tune in again for the next episode on the next episode of The Balcony. And remember, sleep tight.
Yeah, right.
It's time for the spotlight portion of our show, where we showcase new singles from returning guests. And your host is Donna Freakin' Gallucci. Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Donna Freakin' Gallucci has been yet the next person abducted by aliens and taken away to the mothership.
Where'd she go?
So in her place, we have the one and only AJ. He's not from the neighborhood. He doesn't chill on the stoop, but he's going to give you what's up like a big bowl of soup. Here's AJ.
Yo, thanks, Matt Gaz. AJ Siegfried here. You guys are the best. Hey, spotlight tonight. We're looking at a band called Beyond Today. They were back on the show here a while back, and we're going on one of their tracks. It's called Going Back. So how about that? Take a listen. Enjoy.
And are you still there? Don't give up. There is another way. They need to rest. I'm sure you did your best. You've done this too long, and it's tearing. The questions on how, but it's when. My mind is split cold. We are one and we are the same. And in time we'll know that this game is what you want it to be. The sickness is rising. Vague expressions will have a pain. Illusion. My reflection has a way.
listening? Are you even listening? Are you even listening? Are you even listening?
And you're tuning into the Balcony Show. Thanks so much for being a part of our show. We love having you listen to all these great independent music.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was a really good one tonight. That was like a pretty far away guest, unexpected Armenia.
Mm. You never know, you know, like,
and I gotta say, even though like we all want to kind of like slam social media, but that's exactly how we discovered them, was just me going through my Instagram feed and
you never know, you know,
and if out of nowhere.
Again, if you're really good and you're putting really good that's a testament to what you say all the time. Make sure what you put out on social media and the things that you do, you do well.
Mm-hmm. Make the algorithm work for you.
Right. Right. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. So, like to remind you, guess what? Our Reverb Nation campaign is now in full swing. If you want to get on the show, that's the best way to do it. Go to ReverbNation.com, look for The Balcony Show, and get us your music, and you may be selected to be a part of the show, too. 219 listening platforms and almost 500,000 listeners. So you want to be on here. Mm-hmm. You want to get your music heard. Anyways, we're going to end things tonight with a band that I really like, Koizumi, and the name of the song is Animus. So take a listen. Good night, everybody, from The Balcony Show. Good night, guys. We'll catch you next week.
Good night. Peace.